The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Adam, this is a first for Waiting for Players.
It is.
For those of you listeners out there, it's going to be
I think this is a first for Lazy Nights.
Right?
Just to have to edit out a whole section.
Yeah. So for those of you listening to this episode of Waiting for Players, there's going to be a almost 40-minute chunk taken out of the episode.
We do preface it. It's the secret game that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You'll hear it's so secret that we had to just cut it out.
Right. It turns out that Messrs. John, Peter, and Adam were under NDA and didn't know it until the end of the episode.
Till mid-show or so.
Yeah. So there's going to be a secret game that we talk about, and that's all you're going to hear. It's just a secret game.
Maybe that'll come up in the future sometime.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But until that point, there's going to be a secret game. There's actually no gaming segment this episode.
We've got some news to make up for
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah. But if it seems truncated and short, that's because of them.
So enjoy. Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm John.
I'm Sexy Adam.
I'm Peter.
And
shaking the table.
Almost knocked the table over here.
Sorry. So. Fucking excited about how sexy I am.
I think this table is a little more stable than all
it
that.
It probably is. We just almost knocked everything on top of it over.
True.
It's a stable table.
Stable table.
It's a table.
So what have you guys been up to since the last time we were in here?
Oh, gee. I don't know. I played like one for all or five for all. What's it called, Peter?
One for all.
One for all, where everybody plays the same champion leagues. Okay. And then I played a whole lot of game we're going to talk about later. I don't know that I should really mention anything now, other than it's been played.
I believe that you and Peter are doing a tandem review here?
I think we call it a Captain Planet review.
I'll probably jump in on that review as well, because I played a shitload of it this week as well, but we'll... We'll
sounds
pass
like
that
a,
up.
Sounds like a manly threesome.
it kind of was, actually.
It was a foursome. Was there
unless
too.
There's a reach around, someone's going to get left out.
Well, probably me.
Yeah, that sucks.
I always got to ski in the middle for some reason. I don't get it.
I also I played a little bit of Black Sails this week, but what I was really excited about and had a shitload of fun doing was over on Comics Brew. Recently, we played some the Sixth Gun tabletop game that follows the Savage Worlds rulebook. I know it's not necessarily video game related, but that is some of the most fun I've ever had gaming. I had an absolute blast. Chris is a great DM. The rules are super simple and easy to follow. It's really fast to pick up. And it's just a shitload of fucking fun. And I had a great time.
Adam's like an Orange Lantern outlaw, and I'm a bounty hunter. Tyler called himself G-Host Buster.
Yeah.
He's a sorcerer that investigates paranormal activity.
He's basically Constantine in the Western times.
And then we have an Indian medicine man named Naal Nish that Adam... Mm. You know, quaintly dubbed Nene.
Yeah, I went to go interact with the first time, and I was like, no, hey, Nene. And he was just like, that's not my name. And I was just like, well, you shouldn't have picked such fucked up shit, because you're going to get jigaboo nicknames.
Whoa.
That's pretty much a direct quote from that episode.
The Gunmaster Chris gave him a Benny for that.
Yeah, because it was a historically accurate nickname for a person of color.
Is it from the West?
It was close enough. He's basically giving me a Benny for being racist like the people in that time period were. But no, it was a ton of fun.
Fucked up game you played. Like, Jesus.
I hope to make him a slave by the end of it.
So if you want to hear more of that.
Oh, also, in that, my character, he's kind of a spell slinger, so he has one revolver, and in his other hand, he just...
two revolvers.
I do at the moment, you're right. But he rocks one revolver in one hand, and then he just throws basic spells from the other one, and then one of my spells is a blast of bees, and I just, episode two that you guys can listen to, I just kill as many ghosts as I can with bees! Just bees! It's a lot of fun. I have a shitload of fun shooting bees at things.
But yeah, that's what I did.
Right on.
It was a great time.
Well, where can our listeners find all this fun?
You can find all of that fun over at comicsbrew.net, as well as if you follow Comics Brew on iTunes or Stitch or anything like that, they will be released as midweek episodes. Slowly, unfortunately.
We've got, we're doing two per month right now.
Is that what, is that what the schedule is? Okay.
It's kind of weird. Like, I say two per month, but there's going to be one in October and one in November and then two in December, so.
So it's a lot.
It's
an odd release
schedule. You're
going
to get two at a time. Yeah.
I just know that we're not playing it fast enough because through those first two episodes of playthrough, like, we were done and I was just like, man, I don't want to record Comics Brew. I just want to keep playing this.
Well, you can take a break.
From Comics Brew to just play Six Gun? Because that would be right. Can we just stop right now and get Chris over here and Tyler?
And we're out.
No. No. Just no. And we're back.
So that's what I did last week. I had a fucking grand old time.
Right on. All I did was play a little bit more Metal Gear.
Shocking.
And not really feel like I got anywhere.
Did you go to the moon? Mars?
Yes.
Space?
Actually, that's that secret level.
Did we get our sail yet?
The sail hasn't even launched
yet.
No, but a little piece of a sail.
It'll be up on the wall when we get it.
Yeah, it will be.
I actually have no idea when we're getting it, so I haven't
never
checked up on that.
The sail hasn't even launched yet. We're still probably like a year away from
getting that. But we're not
getting
a piece of that sail. We're just getting a piece of a sail.
No, we're getting a piece of that sail once it gets launched. And comes back down to Earth.
Oh, no, it's burning up. It's never coming back.
Dying.
Oh, I thought that's what the whole thing was. It was going to go into
big orbit.
We're just
getting a piece of the cell, of the technology.
The material.
Yeah. Oh!
And then we're going to make a really micro one and launch it into space.
We should just put it down like a little...
an ant on it.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Totally dead.
Treasure planet status with the solar sails, I'm all about it. Who knew that technology was real, except it just can't move pirate ships. Whatever. It's minor details.
So, Peter, did you do anything besides the game you're talking about?
No, not really. Honestly, no. The one game that we're going to talk about that I'm not going to talk about right now because we're going to talk
the
about
the game
later.
That shall
that
not
game
be named
is
yet.
So much fun. It's a beautiful marriage between like three different styles.
Hey, we're not talking about it right now. We're not talking about it right now.
I'm just a whole teasing. That's all.
You're teasing
had
me right now.
Had you not interrupted, you would have found that out.
Apparently, it's quite secretive.
Let a motherfucker finish
it's
his
very
statement.
Secretive.
Apparently so.
Top secret.
Well, let's
so secret.
Let's jump into the news so we can get through the news and
get
to the secret game here.
I'm
going
to make it a point
about.
To interrupt both John and Peter on separate occasions.
Go ahead.
And go.
What?
You fucking heard me.
Go. Well, we have some news out there, so who knows anything about Need for Speed?
Well, I know what
I just know I like going fast.
You just interrupted Adam, not me.
Sorry, Adam. I take that back. What were you saying?
What?
I watched a trailer for Need for Speed.
Oh, I actually watched a trailer as well for Need
for
Speed.
I think we all watched a trailer.
Yeah, you probably right.
Wow!
It's like we almost do things together.
I like going fast!
It's really hard to say because I didn't see anywhere if that was actually gameplay or not, like in-game footage. Yeah.
You couldn't tell, and I highly doubt it,
I'd be honest.
Honestly, it didn't look crisp enough to be like a straight cutscene to me. Because the way cutscenes
look... It looked fucking beautiful, though.
It did, but at the same time, like, cutscenes look, like, immaculate. And then they have, like, really well-done camera work. It was good, but at the same time, I think the gameplay might be pretty close to what you were looking at.
Yeah.
I honestly feel that way. Like, I think the gameplay is going to be pretty close to what you saw in the video.
Well, it looks really awesome. I'll post the trailer up on the website so everybody can check that out if you haven't already.
When's it coming out, Adam?
What, the game?
Yeah.
I don't know. It
comes out in November for consoles and not till spring of 2016 for PC.
Why do they hate the Master Race?
They're probably porting it from the console version.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Gay!
That's unfortunate, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of other games to play before then.
Nah.
We also watched... you guys will all be busy with Fallout 4. So.
Fuck, yes, we'll be busy with Fallout 4.
Well, at least you and me. I don't know if John's going to play it.
Garrett will be busy.
But he's not going to get it initially.
What?
He's just not a big
fan. He actually
fan
wants
what?
To steal it after a week after it's been out. He's like, we should totally pirate it. And I'm just like, no, I want to give Bethesda my money.
That's
very noble of you.
It is.
It's actually kind of shocking when it comes to me.
You also want to, like, you know, get updated patches and stuff like that so
exactly.
Your game's not broken.
Yeah. I don't want to get this weird, like, funky. Buggy patch release, or you know, unpatched
release game. Yeah.
I'll probably 1.0 forever.
Exactly. No, I don't want that.
I'll probably be playing it on the I'll get it for the PS4, I'm sure.
Plus I know if I buy a legit copy it's going to be way easier to mod through the Steam Workshop than it is if I try and mod a pirated copy of that game. Cuz then you're dealing with trying I'm just going to pay the $60 and sink like 400 hours into it cuz I know that's what's going to happen.
I might be excited for the soda that's coming out through Jones.
Yeah, just to skip right over Tomb Raider.
No, we're on the Fallout train. Let's keep going.
You know you're on the Fallout train,
not
man.
Not only are
you asking me about it. Why am I going to play it? Yes. Is that what you want to know? All right. I might.
I think that's a question he asked.
That doesn't sound very...
New Vegas, everybody hyped up, and then I played it, and...
New Vegas, although it was a fantastic game, is the worst of the Fallout games.
No, it's not.
I think 3 is... Okay, I've played 3 New Vegas and New Vegas, and I think 3 is way better than New Vegas.
I think 3 has a better storyline than New Vegas. I think New Vegas has better content than 3 does.
I will agree with that.
It also has way more mods.
I was going to say, New Vegas kind of has a wonky storyline.
Yeah,
it doesn't have one.
It doesn't. Yeah. No, it doesn't. You're just a random carrier that got
after
shot
after the game
in the
was
head
over,
and
like, and the whole chip thing went down, and there was still game, I was like, what do I do now?
It's not even Vegas? Tabula Rasa is the thing. Yeah. They're just not like... They're like... You are a courier, and then you get shot for reasons, and you got a chip, and you go follow him, and then after you find that guy, it's just like, now do whatever.
I killed the guy in the little container. The old dude that's like...
everybody fucking does that.
I fucking killed that guy. Like, I don't know who you are, but I'm the boss.
Yeah, no, 3 like, was much more engaging. Like, I actually felt compelled to want to build towards continuing the story, the main storyline in 3. When it came to New Vegas, I was just like, I'm just going to run around and do whatever the fuck.
I also killed all of the ranger forts because, you know, stuff and things.
No, you fucked up. You actually want to become buddies with the rangers because you get some gangster gear.
Fuck that. They send rangers after you, and then when they are like, either give up or die, and then you're like, try it, motherfucker.
That depends on how you go through the story.
Yeah,
they're not always like that, right?
I know.
Like, you do the ranger missions, they're totally K.
I know, I'm saying, but I purposely slaughtered rangers until their camps were empty.
And I'm saying you
get boss-ass gear
up
just from stealing from them.
You get way better shit from following the storyline. Granted, I will say it is slower gear. You definitely have to work for it.
Fuck that. I get gear from killing people.
But
you never get as good gear.
No, not at all. The gear you get from doing quests is so gangster.
I run
so
the apocalypse.
Gangster.
Don't Lenny.
What? Yeah.
That's not Lenny.
Yeah.
No, I run the apocalypse.
No, that is exactly what
that's,
Lenny
actually,
is.
Actually, that game
Lenny
just
is.
Bored me, so I started killing everybody.
How does Fallout bore you?
Because he's Lenny.
Kind of boring.
I don't even understand.
I don't get it either, Peter.
I didn't
Fallout
get bored,
4
but
in
I...
2 weeks, Peter. High five.
Yeah. What's up?
I didn't get bored, but I did get lost in side missions.
That will happen.
Yeah.
You'll spend like 30 hours on side missions and you like stumble across the main storyline and you're just like, oh shit, I forgot
what the hell was going on. One thing I did read about Fallout 4 that I thought was cool is that they are going to have mods for the console versions,
which I thought was super cool as well. I mean, it makes sense with how much Bethesda has embraced the modding community for their games. With them doing, they've done multiple releases before on consoles, and it just makes sense to port that over at this point.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's always been a weakness of consoles,
right?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Why I thought that was pretty cool that they were going to do that. Mm-hmm. So, John was going to tell us about the Nuka-Cola, though.
Yeah, so there's a new, more rare version of the Nuka-Cola that you can get in game called Nuka-Cola Quantum.
That's been there before,
has it?
Yep.
Well, can we pretend it's new so I don't
sure,
sound
let's
stupid?
Go ahead. Yeah.
It's brand new to this
wow,
game.
Wow, I haven't
only.
Heard of it before.
Yeah, me either, obviously. apparently it was in the other games too. I just never found it.
I believe it's in the other games. I'm going to check right now just so that I don't sound like an asshole.
I trust you. I don't trust me. But the Jones Soda Company, based out of Washington, awesome, is actually going to make it for
sale.
Yeah,
it's in Fallout 3. Just anyway. Be good.
I didn't play that one.
It's okay. Continue on.
But the Jones Soda Company is going to be making Nuka-Cola Quantum for purchase. So Jones Soda specializes in like unique flavors, and so they're totally getting on board and they're going to make this shit.
Right.
I'm all about
this
that.
This is like an exclusive deal looks, with Target, too. Yeah. So it's only going to be at...
I think would be really awesome.
You're going to be able to find it.
It's so. Right across the street from my work, so I'll
In
get
Fallout
it.
New Vegas, they had the... there was a Nuka-Cola factory.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got all of the star caps, then you could go to the Nuka-Cola factory and get a prize. But obviously... Like, you know, the place is fucking overrun with robots and shit like that. So there's a whole quest line. I think it would be cool if they did something like that. If Jones Soda took that from the game and then put that on all of the Nuka-Cola Quantum bottles, and if you got 10 of them or something like that, just like from the quest, then, you know.
That you get one could... free bottle?
No, I think something like a tour. I don't know. Fuck, something.
Or I
something.
Was actually thinking, like, if you got 10 Nuka-Cola caps, say there's a code or something underneath it, then once you enter those codes or however the fuck they want to do it, I don't know how they would... Then once you've hit that cap limit, mm-hmm. then you get something.
Maybe you get Fallout 4.
Whoa. 10 Jones sodas for Fallout 4? Done.
Well, that wouldn't be 10 Jones sodas. It would be...
Like 40?
Or more.
Yeah.
You have to get 10, you have to get 10 star caps, not 10 Jones sodas.
Oh.
Oh, so they could do, like, just random stuff.
Yeah, like on the Coke things.
Yeah.
Just like, well,
he was just saying 10 codes, and I was like, for Fallout 4,
well, I mean, that could be... It still could be 10 codes. It just wouldn't... You wouldn't be guaranteed every Jones soda.
Yeah, no, I was thinking, like, 10 codes, and you got, like, a random piece of armor or a random weapon upgrade. But, no, that would be super cool, is if, like, you had to buy Jones sodas, and every once in a while, you would get those star caps, and then you needed 10 of those.
That would skyrocket their sales. People would be buying.
Well, you know what else they're doing with Fallout 4 is not only is Jones Soda making a Nuka-Cola, but there's a beer company that is making a Nuka beer for the release of Fallout.
Yeah, we talked
about
it last week. Yeah.
I'm just reiterating.
They're doing that a lot. There's a Call of Duty thing now.
Too. Yeah, it is, too. Yeah.
It's a slow segue. Let me get to it.
What Call of Duty's doing
I'm
it
I'm sorry
as well.
That you're so slow. Okay, I'm not my fault, Adam. It's not.
Keep crying, Pete.
Hopefully this Jones Soda though won't be available in the U.S. and not just in the U.K.
Yeah.
Well, seeing as Jones Soda is based out of Seattle, I think we're okay.
They would have to really hate their own state. Like, fuck y'all. Yeah. We're not putting it
fuck
in.
Fuck the whole country.
But it comes
out
on November 10th.
Yeah.
Is when it hits the shelves, so you can buy that stuff.
And I believe the game releases
it looks
November
tasty.
11th?
10th.
Oh, is it 10th as well?
Except if you have Steam, then it'll be on 9th because it comes out on at 12 on the...
It looks kind of like
I don't know. It is the same day as the release. Nice.
I'm totally
That's
pre-ordering
pretty cool.
that shit on Monday, Peter.
Already fucking have it, and I'm going to get my Pip-Boy, and I'm going to walk around the house and be like,
ha ha ha. Homie, I don't know if you've ever wanted to be jacked inside of your own house, but it's about to happen if you walk out of your side room wearing that.
You
just
going to
pull out
that.
My knife and be like, Peter, I'm going to stab you so bad, you wish I didn't stab you so bad. Better come up out that Pip-Boy.
Pip-Boy?
Pip what? Yeah, who are you calling a pimp?
All right, moving on to Call of Duty.
Yeah, so what's up with this Call of Duty beer?
Just like Fallout 4, Call of Duty's jumping on the bandwagon. That's literally all I know because I don't give a shit about Call of Duty.
Unfortunately, it looks like it's Australia only, though. So
that's okay, I don't care.
This is only for our Australian listeners. But it is a Black Hops Midnight Pale Ale.
Black Hops.
So it says...
That's pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie.
Pretty
sweet.
It's a light and refreshing with tantalizing hop aromas of pine and citrus fruit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge IPA fan, so don't expect me to be like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Well, it's a midnight pale ale.
Oh, that makes it so much not better. Still a pale ale. It's basic. Pale ales to me are basically like, how much hops can we cram in one beer? Ha ha ha! So much!
There's a historical reason for that. But yes.
Yeah, it keeps better.
Yes.
I get it. Going over the indies.
It's also,
with it.
It's also
they don't have
very,
to do that anymore.
That's also a very tunneled vision of
to
hoppy
India.
Beers.
To India, not over the. Anyway.
Over the indies?
No, it's
India, indies aren't in India? Oh, God damn it.
Anyway.
Yeah, so this will be shipping on November 2nd to Australia only. It's a 4.8% alcohol beer.
That's like a Mike's.
So it's kind of, yeah. It's a little on the lower side.
Cranberry
but...
Mike's instead. Not to mention it's Call of Duty and I fucking
hate Call of Duty.
It's not actually so much that I hate Call of Duty. I actually think I hate their community more.
Oh, I can agree with that. Yeah.
Like, it's what it is. Yeah. Like, it's not so much the games. The games could be good. It's the 12-year-old kids screaming like at the top of their
lungs. I fucked your mother in the asshole last night.
Yeah. And then
that's
just raging.
Yeah.
Like, and they rage so hard. And then it's just
I used to be one of those people. And that's why I don't have Xbox Live anymore.
I think we
played
all did at the age of 12, right?
I played Halo with you, Peter.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
I talked hella smack in AO, dude.
Yeah.
I but I could back it up, though. So yeah.
Call of Duty's fun when you want to just run around and shoot people in the face.
It is. Really. That's why I can't wait for Battlefront. Get to shoot rebel scum in the face.
I feel kind of bad that I like the Empire way more than the Rebels.
I think it's because of the maps that were out, though.
What do you mean, just Hoth?
Yeah. Like the fact is because the Empire was just the better side of the map to be on. It's
for
much easier
that
to win.
Map, I
yeah.
feel like with everything that comes out on full I release, though, it's going to be a little bit different.
I think it'll be way more even if you could get people to cooperate. Like I was saying earlier, the strategy
absolutely.
For that is owning the sky. If you can own the sky. So if you have, you just need an A-wing, maybe two, an X-wing, and then the speeders, and then you can take down those things so fast, you just need to cover those snow speeders.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, you could do it in the first breach of their shields.
Yeah.
If people are on top of it. Like, I've
seen
videos.
Do the shields have to be breached to tie up their legs?
They yes. do. That's the only yeah. way you can do it. But they could be at full health and their shields just got breached for the first time. And
you know, the first time I watched somebody take one down, it was on my, they were on my team. But the thing was at, like, full health and then it just crumpled and, like, I didn't know what happened. I was just like, how did we do that?
It's super hard.
It's really hard. It's yeah. not an easy. The little mini game you have to play is quite difficult.
I was only able to get into position to do it once, and as soon as I got into it, I locked on it. And I made like half a rotation around.
TIE
it,
fighter
and,
got you.
And no, I fucked it up because I.
Oh,
like,
I almost did it, but a TIE fighter got me.
What does TIE fighter stand for?
Twin ion engine.
Which is weird, because when you look at a TIE fighter, you don't think of the side wings being engines.
They're not, though. But if you look at the back, there are two hexagons.
Ports?
Yeah,
oh,
that are
okay.
the engine. Yeah.
Okay.
Same with the interceptor and the bomber.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. That's the subreddit I got that picture from, Pete. What else do we have for news?
You know, the only other piece of news I really have is just a real quick one that the Uncharted 4 multiplayer is going to be including microtransactions. For purchasing weapons, tools, upgrades, stuff
so
like that.
So it's going to be pay to win. If you can buy weapons, it's pay
no,
to win.
No, it's not.
No, no. Yeah, it's not going
to
be
pay to win. It's pay to get shit faster.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Okay.
If you're, there shouldn't be a pay to win feature in a game that you pay $60 for. If there's ever a game that's like that, then
it's a terrible
it's
game.
It's a terrible game.
No, I completely
so
agree.
They did that in GTA, though. You could pay for cash. But you could get cash normally. It just you could just buy a lot of cash, and you could get stuff, get
yeah.
all the stuff.
Or
you
could
want.
Just
I
do
like
heists
almost...
and missions and have a lot of cash and still buy stuff.
But I
know, but it's time versus money.
Yeah.
Time is money. If you want to spend your time at work, make money, and then spend money on the video game so that you can hop straight to what you want without doing all the bullshit, then that's the way that you play.
But I feel like that almost ruined GTA Online because, like, you guys, because you pre-ordered it, you already had so much cash.
I did not pre-order it.
John did that. Okay, yeah. You may not have, but John did. And so, like, John was just like, he bought his apartment, he bought a bunch of cars, and he was like, yeah, I still got hella cash. And the meanwhile, I'm like,
let's be
scrounging
real, though,
every
we would
dollar.
Not have done heists as early as we did if someone didn't pre-order it.
Yeah.
Someone would have had to, we would all had to have gotten money and then gotten an apartment and then done
honestly,
the heist.
I was.
I think that would have been more fun, though.
You saw my street
I don't know,
cars.
Man.
And you're like, I want sweet
farm.
Cars.
I don't like farming. Anytime there's a game that involves a lot of farming, like, I know that the game that we're about to talk about has a lot of farming. However, they've integrated the farming so well into the game. I just don't like farming when it's just like, I'm going to sit here for 15 hours and farm, you know.
Sheep.
And, yeah, I'm going to farm, like, nether iron and, like, make my epic shield or whatever.
See, but I like, GTA farming online wasn't that way because, like, farming in that game was pulling heists. So you got to do all these random
Not,
little jobs.
The heists were, but I mean, a lot of the missions got repetitive. You
they
know
did.
What I mean?
Yeah,
and
I
feel like they would have gotten repetitive way sooner if
we... Had we did not have
yeah,
that.
That's
you're probably
my, that's
right.
my point.
No, you bring up a valid point. You're right, because... At the end of the day, the
and
jobs
a million
were fun,
dollars
but
in that game. Like,
wasn't
the
that
only
much.
Thing I yeah, I got like a what? I got a $500,000 apartment and a couple of cars. And then like the next car I bought was another $500,000, but I had no money when I wanted it. So then I had to earn $500,000.
Speaking of which, there
the
was
car.
I know we've talked about it before, but there was a recent GTA Online patch that has it looks like a 1920s gangster's car and it is $10 million and it will smash on everything in the game.
Like, speed-wise or just blow
speed-wise, handling-wise, acceleration-wise, like, it will... It's every stat is damn near maxed. The shit is just stupid
fast.
Well,
for $10 million, it better be.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I buy a $10 million car, that shit better rock the fucking world. Like, people better not have a goddamn chance.
I'll pull you up a picture of this car. This car looks sick as fuck.
Well, there was a lot of stuff that disappointed me. Like, I purchased that armored... What are those armored vehicles called again?
Karamas.
No, the big tanky ones.
Oh, yeah.
Can't think of the name, but anyways, what about...
Well, I bought
the
one.
The gun, yeah.
Yeah, I bought one with the gun, and you can't even use it in the mission. Yeah. Like, you can't, it's not, you can't put it in your garage or anything, and I was really disappointed about that.
Yeah, so, it was a dumb thing. Like, I bought the non-gunned version of it, because it was way cheaper. And that was, I basically had the same...
It was better.
Had. Yeah. Well, I could put it in my garage, and then, since you couldn't use the gun most of the time anyways, then, like... You basically were driving my car, but more expensive.
Yep.
Like, that was really yeah. what it was. And it was fucked up, though, because it's not advertised that way. It looks like you can buy this and then drive around and wreck missions, and it's not the case.
That is the $10 million car.
That's Batman's butler's
car. Have any
car.
Other yeah. news?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, we were just talking about Uncharted 4. That comes out on March 18th, 2016. And if you listen to this podcast as soon as we release, you've still got a day left on the Halloween Steam sale, which is worth checking out because there's some pretty good deals on there.
I'm My about surface to buy a game for 15 shit cents. On me.
We cannot complete the updates. Undoing changes. Don't turn off your computer.
Hey, before we dive into it...
Should install Ubuntu on it.
Does anybody have
a
cell phone charger that I can borrow?
It's RT. It's an ARM processor that they've locked.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's a Surface Pro 4?
No, it's not a Pro. That's the problem. It's just
gotcha.
Another Surface,
okay.
So it's like totally...
That was just reading about Surface Pro installing Ubuntu.
Oh, no, I'm sure that you could, but I looked up Ubuntu for this one, and then they've locked the system so that you have literally no access to anything. and it wouldn't be so bad if Windows RT... You can't install desktop applications on Windows RT. They prevent it.
That's dumb.
Yeah, so you can't do... You can only use Metro apps and only the... what they have already installed for desktop applications.
Gotcha.
And you have Internet Explorer, but Internet Explorer isn't supported anymore, so...
Right.
Why?
Yeah. Like, what is it now, like Edge or something?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Edge. That looks a lot like, suspiciously like Internet Explorer icon, but
apparently Counter-Strike patched. Nah, I opened my Steam to look at the sale, and then my Global Offensive started updating. So
there's a patch for Counter-Strike that we know nothing about.
Yeah, we know nothing about it. except it's patching.
I think that's pretty much it for news. Yeah. I think we are going to move into our secret game now.
Secret game.
Oh, secret game.
Secret game. Well, that's
Adam,
all we got
wanna,
for game jam
go
Fortnite.
Next?
I will. Yeah, I'll go next because my tech is actually relatively short. It's called the Luminous. And it's basically an LED vest that you can either... put on the outside of a backpack if you're wearing it, or if like you're a jogger or you're not wearing a backpack, you can just wear it itself.
Right.
But what it does is it connects to it connects to Google Maps on your phone, actually. So it doesn't come with a compendium map. It piggybacks over Google Maps. But what it does is it tracks your location while you're running, riding your bicycle or riding your motorcycle. Say you plug into your Google Maps, hey, I'm trying to go from home to my buddy's house that is however far away, I'm going to follow the path that Google Maps expects. So I'm going to hop on the freeway, I'm going to cruise down, I'm going to get off the exit, and I'm just going to, you know, boom, 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 I'm there.
Right.
What this will do is it will actually pick up, okay, you need to take a right pretty soon. This vest is inlaid with LED lights. And so, okay, I know you're coming up to the intersection, you need to take a right, so the LEDs on the right side of the vest are going to start blinking. Because that is now
your
turn
signal. Are
they colored
like a blinker?
Yes, they
a
are.
And that's based on the route that you're taking, right?
That is correct. Yeah.
So like, if you deviate from that, it's not gonna work right, or it's not gonna do it, or something.
Unless your Google Maps will, like, if you update your Google Maps and you're on top of it, your Google Maps will redirect you
right,
if you make a turn. So there might be a bit of delay, but once your Google Maps updates, then your vest will update. So you might be a couple blocks down, and then you have to follow it and everything. But at that point, you're probably fucking lost anyways, because you're not looking at your phone while you're on a bike.
Sure you do. You got it on that little thingy that holds it up between your handlebars.
It can pick out if you're slowing down. But again, the entire thing is GPS-oriented. So it will be able to figure out, okay, you're slowing down because it's taking you longer to get to this corner than it should have at your current speed.
so it will apply a brake light for you. It does not slow down your vehicle at all, but it will let, like, the little brake light right above your butt where, like, the tramp stamp would be, it will light up red to let people know you are slowing down. If you're a jogger, when you come to an intersection, and it was kind of sold as a jogger's benefit, if you will, but I think it would definitely work on bicycles. I don't know about motorcycles because you're going so fast, but when you come up to an intersection, because intersections are one of the most common places that accidents happen, if you're just going straight through or you're absolutely taking the route that it is expected to, it will actually start to flash all of its lights in a very, very slow strobe to where it's basically just a beacon to where it's like, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm a bicyclist. I'm not in a car. Please don't fucking kill me, which I thought was super cool. It's just kind of an extra safety feature, especially for joggers that are crossing dark, unlit intersections in the middle of the night. That works great. You know, you're going to run across an intersection. It's super dark, and it's just like, boom, bright light. Boom, bright light. Other than that, it's very, very basic. It does have a battery on board, so you can charge it. As far as battery life goes, I could not find that information out, unfortunately, so I don't know.
Probably a pretty long time. LEDs are...
Yeah, it's... Energy. And, I mean, I'd imagine they're going with some of the more high-tech, lightweight, thin batteries that we've talked about.
Probably paper.
I'd imagine it's some of the ones that are very similar to, like, the ones we've seen in skateboards. You know, very thin, kind of a plate-style battery.
The skateboard ones are gnarly.
But
those are huge.
No, I agree.
Talking like paper layered batteries. Those are more likely for something in like a cloth, I would think.
And you could be right. I'm just thinking, you know, as thin as possible. Maybe it not be a paper
like
battery,
paper. But
it could be a very thin plate. You know, maybe the thickness of a cell phone battery, but a little bit larger to sit on the middle of your back. The
thickness of a sheet of paper.
cell phone battery is definitely thicker than a sheet of paper.
Yeah, I'm talking though. The paper batteries make the most sense to me for a cloth vest.
But
you can
stack
the layers.
No, and I agree with you, but I'm just saying, like, if you're putting the batteries in the center of your back to where there are no lights, you could go with, like, a cell phone thick battery and make it, like, 1 foot by 1 foot. It wouldn't really necessarily constrict the way the vest is worn or with the way the lights are.
1 foot by 1 foot battery?
In the center of your back, where your back is the flattest all of the time.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
John, this is not 1 foot. This is, like, 20 inches. You're talking like this by like this.
Could measure my dick and see.
Yeah, and then multiply it by a few and you might get close.
Like four.
All I'm saying is that they use some sort of thin... It could be a paper battery. I could not find the battery information. But it's literally just taillights for the random person on the road that is not in a vehicle. It follows Google Maps. I mean, it's super, super straightforward. And that's pretty much it.
It's good safety.
Yeah,
it's
that's safe. Exactly really that's sure. Exactly yeah. What it is for. Is
night
it,
runners.
So
and
many.
Stuff
oh yeah.
Really
so
benefit.
Many times I'm driving to work and there's like somebody walking down the street in the middle of the night. You know.
Well, shit. There's a janitor in my work who the janitors come in at like 4 a.m. or something like that, and he rides his bike like 15 miles every day. He could benefit.
When I ride my motorcycle, all my riding gear is matte black, which is terrible for at night. I'll admit that.
Looks cool, though.
You're goddamn right. And my bike, I mean, as most motorcycles, they're not super well lit up. They're lit legally, but, I mean, if I'm cruising down I-5 or someplace, or, say, military...
Your light is obnoxious, homie.
My headlight is. My
Your
tail
headlight is terrible.
My taillight, however, is rather dull, unfortunately, and I'm looking into getting that replaced with some LEDs because it is obnoxiously low. But if you're cruising down, say, like, military road where there's a large gap that's not very well lit, it would be great because you go from just being this one random red floating light as a taillight to, okay, I've got the taillight on my motorcycle or my bicycle. I've got a taillight on my back. I've got blinkers on my back. And I've got, like, if I start to slow down or if I'm coming to an intersection, the entire vest will flash behind me. So it's not going to obstruct your view as to what's coming in front of you when
right.
riding at night or running at night. Although running and that's not as big of a deal as if you're, you know, actually riding where you're dealing with higher speeds.
Yeah, but running for other cars is really the
no, for
know.
Sure. And that's why it flashes behind you.
Right.
So, like, yes, you still get that benefit of the ambient light flashing and everything. So if you're running, you will absolutely be able to see it from any direction. But if you're doing 40 or 50 miles an hour down the road on a motorcycle and it starts to flash as you come to an intersection, it's not going to blind what's in front of you. So you'll still be able to
right,
see
yeah.
what you're going through as you come through the
but
intersection.
You'll get the attention of the people behind you.
Exactly. And, yeah, I mean, honestly, and even the people on the side of you as you go through the intersection, it's just not going to blind your forward view.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee you, if you're riding and you do, like, a 90-degree head check, you're going to get some, like, solar flare type of, like, or lens flare, I guess would be the better way to say it, type of shit through your goggles as you over as you, like, half look over your shoulder and the back of your vest is blinking.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd imagine that you'll pick that up. But, again, it's a safety thing. It's for people behind you, people to the side of you. Not for people in front of you.
It sounded like you said inside of you.
B-side. Definitely a different word. So, I mean, that's really what it is. It's a safety vest that's a smart safety vest. That's all it is.
Right on. It definitely seems like something.
Isn't it raining outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just found that out.
Forgot my safety
coat.
You should have one of these blinkers so we can find you in the rain.
Right?
Definitely seems like something worth getting if you do a lot of.
Yeah, no, this is absolutely something I'm super interested in. It is a Kickstarter. I do try and stay away from those, but sometimes you just can't. There's just some great fucking gadgets on Kickstarter. As of right now, there are 58 days to go. So when you listen to this, it'll be 56. They've raised $20,000 of the $54,000 they're shooting for.
Okay.
So
almost half.
Yeah, they're almost half, and they still have 2 full months to go.
Yeah.
If you actually want to pick one of these up, if you pick up the wrong tab on the Kickstarter, that's my mistake. Rewards. There we go. So let's see what's one of these guys going to cost you. Oh, so $100 is the Early Bird Luminous Backpack Special. For $125...
Wait, is it a backpack?
It's a vest. They say backpack because everything's held on your back, but it wears more like a leather vest like you see most motorcycle riders wearing.
Let me see it real quick. Does it look rad?
The only way I can show it to you is if I watch the whole video.
No, it's fine.
Imagine my vest, my leather vest that I wear while riding, but the back is a little bit thicker because it's got a battery and LEDs in it. But that's really the only thing that it is.
The LEDs are like at the top and bottom.
The top, the bottom, and I think you've got some along your rib cage for as you go. And I could be wrong on that, but that's what it looked like as you pass, because they show a runner passing through a dark intersection, and it looks like the vest lights up more than the top and the bottom. Your standard safety flashing lights, as if you pass through an intersection, are just white. Your brake light is red, and your turn signals are amber. So everything is absolutely street legal with this. So as I was looking this up, the Early Bird Special was $100, which is super cheap for something like this, actually. There are 64 left out of 100. They've actually had 36 backers for the $100, which is kind of shocking, in my opinion, with them already raising $20,000. For $125, that's what it's going to cost. It's $125 through the Kickstarter. For $150, you get the Early Bird Luminous Performance Vest, which is, by being one of the first backers of our project, you save 40% on the rest of the users. So it looks like the Performance Vest actually just comes in either, not only do you get small, medium, large, but the Performance Vest also comes in extra small and extra large. So you're really only looking to spend $150 if you're super small or super fat. So you're looking about $125. I'd imagine they're probably going to retail once they hit shelves at $150 or so, maybe $175. But, I mean, I've talked about a few different riding safety gears. We talked about the motorcycle helmet with the rear view, with the heads-up display and the rear view camera. We talked about, and that was what, I think $1,700? Something right around there, closer to $2,000. We talked about the riding vest.
Rad as fuck. Who doesn't want a HUD?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you're right. Helmets are one-time use, but at the same time, every time I ride, I wear that helmet. I could be wearing. I've upgraded helmets to what I'm looking for, and that's where I'm at right now. But I could, I mean, theoretically, start with one helmet and stay with that one helmet as long as it fit until I wrecked and needed a new one.
Right.
That's the nice thing about helmets. Like, yes, they're one-time use, but you're going to use it every fucking day until you go down.
Yeah.
We've also talked, and that was like $1,700. We talked about the $1,500 airbag vest that is synced to your phone that recognizes once you go past 45 degrees and it will pop for you.
because it just assumes that you're going down, and that's $1,500. As far as a $150 fucking safety light system, that's cheap. Yeah. Especially like if you look at Harley riders that are like, I just want everything fucking black, and I'm guilty of that. I mean, I ride a black motorcycle. My riding gear is fucking black. My helmet is matte black, so there's not even like any sort of sheen that will reflect light off of it. Like, I'm basically, minus that one little tail light, invisible at night. So having something like this that I could just throw over, super light, sync it to my phone and go, that's fantastic. Especially during the summer, to where, you know, you'll head out at like 5 o'clock when lights are up, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I'm 3 hours from home and it's pitch fucking black. And I have to ride down I-5 at 70 to 80 miles an hour for the next 2 hours. And a lot of that is going to be with no fucking streetlights. So, this is fucking great. I really, like, I may honestly invest in this when I get my Christmas bonus, because I think this is genius.
You should
especially get one. Because you can bundle it up and throw it in a saddlebag. You don't, and like, it's right. Not this super cumbersome thing. So you can absolutely keep it on you just for those
and
times.
Imagine the biggest part is just the battery.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's battery, some LEDs, and some cloth. Right. Like, that's all it is. I don't know. I'm just super all about rider safety when it comes to, like, even though I don't practice it.
I'm like, you're just saying all your shit's mad black.
No, it is. Even though I'm
invisible to the naked eye, and like, I ride at night like the tumbler with the lights off.
Pretty much, dude. That's pretty much how I ride at night. Although I don't practice it, I fucking love shit that pushes rider safety forward, and I'm all about it. And I mean, yeah, those helmets and those airbag jackets, they're expensive to back. This is absolutely reasonable for what I make for a living and everything. So I'm seriously considering putting some of my Christmas bonus towards these guys, because I think this is a great device for anybody that does any sort of activity at night where you're not just driving in a car and you're not surrounded by a steel cage.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be close to the road or on the road, it's great, in my opinion.
Right on. Well, I also have a Kickstarter to talk about.
Oh, my
shocking!
Lord.
yeah.
I thought they were doing away with Kickstart engines. Oh, ba-dum-bum, bad joke. All right, continue.
Was there a punchline?
Kickstart
engines?
You know, like the old school.
Oh! shit! Okay, it comes full circle. You're right, that was a bad joke.
Well,
but it makes sense now.
Especially bad for you.
Yeah. No, it was terrible for me at first, but now it makes sense, and it's slightly better.
So anyway, the gadget I'm talking about,
high five,
is called Screens. So it's spelled Screens.
So they're illiterate.
No,
because there's another company called Screener for screen recording that's totally
right.
Not
well,
spelled right.
You have a hell of a time fighting a trademark for just a regular word.
Yeah.
How long did it take us to come up with a name for a podcast?
Weeks.
2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah. We had like a 3-hour brainstorm.
I was
going to
say,
session.
Let's be fair, weeks went by with us just thinking about it, and then we did it in like 3 or 4 hours just sitting down. And
That's a crazy amount of time to spend thinking about a name, you
know? Name for a podcast,
especially because a lot of the names we came up with, I can't even believe they were taken.
But this one was such a good name.
It is. It's a cool name.
I can't even remember who came up with it. Was it you?
It was me, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it started, I had this weird train of thought where I was like, player 2 press start, and then it slowly just developed to like me going like, well, what about like waiting for players? Here we are. Yay! Sorry, continue.
So Screens is a gadget that lets you display everything you want on one screen. So on your TV or really anything that has a HDMI input. Like I said, it was a Kickstarter, but it's well over its goal, so there's no fear of it not
playing
actually
League of
happening.
Legends. They're after my own heart.
They pledged a $25,000 goal, and they're at $430,000 right now.
Holy shit.
With 40 hours to go. So it'll be over by the time you listen to this.
Because developing that kind of app doesn't take that kind of money. But that's the beauty of Kickstarter.
Right.
So...
Right, and,
but it's also a product, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of it is probably the hardware.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So what you end up getting is this little box that's about, I don't know, like probably four by 2 inches or so. And it's got two, the base one has two HDMI ports on it and Ethernet, I believe. And then you can hook up different sources. So like the picture here shows somebody playing like a... some kind of FPS game with like a hockey game on top of the screen that they're watching at the same time and a Twitter feed on the right-hand side, you know. It displays 1080p and 60 frames per second with no lag. It says just plug and play. You control it with your smartphone or tablet. There's an app that goes along with it, so that way you can decide where the what screen real estate each
screen
device is. Yeah, a screen source is going to take up.
Source is good,
right? And it also has one button streaming, so that's probably the biggest thing with this, I think, because I don't know how practical this would actually be.
So is that like a per screen thing?
For
like, so you have, let's say, you know, five screens on one monitor. And I wanted to one-click stream. Would I choose a screen that is on the monitor to start, like, streaming on?
I don't know if there's an option to do that, but I believe the point is to stream the whole feed. So, okay, like, it would be the same as if you were setting up, like, you know, you can do that with, like, OBS and stuff like that, too, where you can set up the different...
A little window for you,
right.
Like, your recording and then the actual
game. I'm doing, like, a YouTube video, and I want, you know, I want the game screen on there. I also maybe want a chat room on the side or something.
Yeah.
And then a webcam of me or whatever the fuck, you know?
Of course you want a webcam of you.
Well, you would put the webcam of you, so...
He's got to take selfies, man.
Yeah.
Got to take them selfies.
Can't help it if I look good. Call me sexy, John.
But it's a really good way to...
No, no they don't.
They do.
They call me sexy Adam. Adam.
I was like, no, they who?
But I got it on the ground floor, John. See, you got to get out there. You can't just
stay in the
randomly.
Basement.
No, ground floor. Basement is subground.
We put you there.
Shut up.
No, this looks super cool, actually. I like the idea. I don't know if my monitor's quite large enough. I mean, I could do it to an extent. So if I wanted, like, a chat on the side and still play a game. Because, like, I have a 26-inch monitor.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
That's what I use, which is...
Yeah.
It's not even a monitor. It's a 1080p LED edge-lit television that I use as a monitor.
26 inches is decent, though.
It is, and it's reasonable for the distance I sit at. Any bigger, honestly, would be kind of weird. I have a friend with, like, a 34-inch, and he would, like, sit at his computer desk, and then he would roll back, like, 4 feet. You know? And then I'm just like... And he had, like, a tray on his chair...
Your friend Ed.
No, okay. My buddy Raul. But, you know, in which case, like, he could really benefit because he could put a lot of stuff on a 34-inch TV, like, you know, for his screen, for his monitor.
Right.
But it's how easy it is to size and resize on the fly.
On your phone or on your tablet or whatever.
Yeah, you're just looking at them, they're like, oh, I want it a little bigger. And they just, like, drag their finger and trace the box a little bigger. And they're like, yep, that's what I wanted.
You move it around.
That it doesn't look like it gets much easier than
that.
Can you
put screens over screens? Is there a layering?
Can you? Yeah,
I couldn't.
I didn't
see that in any of the.
I feel like that would be a
videos,
useful feature.
But yeah, I feel like you should be able to do.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm sure that it is.
Yeah,
like overlap them and then be able to tap between.
Yeah, well, we were talking about earlier. If you had a feed with your game and then a feed of a camera of you, I feel like I'd want that in the bottom right hand corner or something over the top of the game.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want it on the side where you have all this empty space all around.
Yeah, and
the,
you
want to
maximize your
stream,
real estate.
You know.
Yeah.
You know? Right. And this does have, it has a built-in web browser and stuff, so you can open up web pages or whatever content you want to show on there, too. There's a basic and there's a pro model. Obviously, the pro model's a little more expensive, but...
Well, anytime you put pro in front of anything, it's going to be more expensive.
The pro model gives you universal remote control. So it's just another controller app, it looks like, so you can control each HDMI input directly from your iOS or Android phone. You can also stream audio over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. You have full access to the developer API, so you can create your own controller or whatever. And then it says for streamers, there's video scaling, priority cropping, chroma key, and transparency. So that's the extras you get with the pro model, which it seems like if you're going to be using this for like game capture or streaming and stuff like that, you're probably going to want the pro model.
I think you'd especially want the transparency feature.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So for prices, if you get just the two, the base one is $199, and that's got two HDMI ports, and then the basic pro one is $299. And if you get up into there's a 4 and then a 4 Pro, which is 370 and 450 respectively. It depends. Those just add more HDMI ports. So
that's kind of cool. So, like, there was this under their facts or, like, commonly asked questions.
Mm-hmm.
One was, what if I don't feel like getting out my iPad? It says, no problem, screens will store a default layout that you get to configure, and then it's making your TV as simple as a push of a power button. So you can configure one basic layout that you use all the time and then not have to actually open up the app to use it.
So you don't have to set it up each time, just turn it on. Because
there might be something
specific
that you use
was.
This for all the time.
Right.
And that can be your default layout, and then you don't even have to bother getting into the app.
Are there presets too? So if I didn't want to
like
sit there.
One
and...
preset.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
Yeah. They
it's
might.
Really easy to move around.
I'm sure that it is, but like the difference between moving N objects as opposed to pressing one button,
right?
Makes it a little more convenient.
I don't see anything specifically for that, but it would be nice, if you could set up presets and then switch over to.
It's hard to make a feature list that's completely comprehensive, so it might already be a thing. They might already have been, it might be a feature request.
Yeah, it's something they're working on in the future, I mean, it's not quite out yet. The one thing that I do think is a shame is that only with the 4 Pro, so the $450 one, you get a gigabit Ethernet port. Everything else is just a regular fast Ethernet, so.
Somebody asked them about the Oculus
I don't know how huge of a deal that is.
Not really.
It just seems like if you're streaming four HD audio or video streams, I don't know.
Well, the thing is that if you just have a fast Ethernet at 100 megabits per second, and you don't even have 100 megabit per second internet speed, it doesn't really take advantage of that. So it doesn't really matter.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
that's more for.
I just can't believe they don't have a fiber optic cable input.
Yeah, somebody asked about HDMI splitters too, and they said no. They're not looking into that.
Yeah.
The other thing that somebody asked if it can it do the Oculus Rift, and they're like, not only did we do the Oculus Rift, but they're like, we also stuck two GoPro cameras to the front of it, and they're like, we still worked awesome.
Right.
As far as its ability to play.
What does it do from the Oculus? Just show the video feed.
Yeah, yeah.
Or...
And then can you use screens with the Oculus Rift? And they said with the Oculus DK2, it works perfect. So they had no problems.
So they're de-oculusing the Oculus input so that you can see, so other people can see it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not exactly easy. I have one, and I've tried it before.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not difficult, but it's not straightforward either.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not I'll just do this.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like just clone it and then show it on a different monitor or something like that. Because if you look at it, it's in a reverse resolution, so the aspect ratio is 9:16 instead of 16:9, and it just looks messed up and upside down sometimes.
Okay. They're also saying that it's not going to be 4K. They said they might be able to make the hardware.
Well, they're not even doing
compatible.
1440p, which is, and that's kind of a common thing now. 2560x1440 monitors are becoming
more cool.
Popular.
The USB stretch goals are for both pro and non-pro units too.
Say again.
The USB stretch goals they have are for pro and non-pro.
That's cool.
So they want to add them to both and not just one. Because somebody was like, "Are you only?"
I feel
doing
like
that
sometimes the whole
unit?
Stretch goal thing is something they've already done that they're just telling you about.
Probably like one of the stretch goals is and them adding dedicated H.264 compression hardware. Exactly.
At the same time, I know like comics that won't get their their stretch goals are designed to. Actually reach that goal, you know what I mean?
Like
it's all printed in soft cover. If we get our stretch goal, we'll get a deluxe hardcover.
Right.
Like that.
So, yeah.
You're right, they probably already developed it, but at the same time, there are other times.
Well, yeah, I mean that they probably already have a hardware design.
Including that.
Yeah, like
also.
They've got the PCB figured out. Yeah. They've got that, the casing and everything designed, so...
And then it just met, because they'll go into production once it...
Well, then from a design concept, absolutely, They've already designed that. And fuck this laptop again.
Fuck you, laptop!
But and that is cool, the whole compression hardware and one-button streaming, so that way it completely eliminates the need to have a PC.
And they're
going to
gonna offer a one-year warranty, it says, for defects in materials and workmanship under normal use cases. So you get a one-year warranty on your screens unit, and after that you're on your own.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be kind of disappointed if you kickstarted them and you didn't get any kind of warranty or support. That'd be sad.
Ooh, and it does come in five different colors, too. Did you see that?
Woo! I did.
Yeah, you can pick black, red, gold, blue, or purple.
I thought the purple was the TwitchCon ones.
Oh, I don't know. It just says screen Nexus colors.
Where is it normally put, though? Like behind your monitor?
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares what color it is?
Or if you have it out by like your TV, sit next to your console or something like that.
I suppose,
you know?
Whatever. Sometimes that whole aesthetic thing, like, it's just like a...
It means a lot more to some people than it does other. I would just go with the black one, probably, so...
Like, computer customization? I like building a kick-ass computer. I don't give a shit what it looks like on the inside.
Oh, yeah,
I just want it to be organized so the next time I take it apart, it's not a pain
in
the ass.
It's not a
that
huge
is all
mess
I care
of power
about.
Cables
yeah,
everywhere.
It's just, that's it. I mean, if you can take it apart easy, you did a good job.
So, actually, they were saying here, it says, we've been heads down on trying to solve for some of the needs we're having from... top and popular streamers and from Twitch directly, specifically how to get hardware-based H.264 compression and upload directly from the screen's device. It's a new part of our architecture, so it's taken more time than we wanted, but we found the best solution to get screens to be an all-in-one solution for streamers where we can eliminate the need for a capture card and PC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one benefit.
Right.
Like, not the one, but
that's
the biggest benefit.
That's the biggest benefit for sure, yeah.
Because even if you weren't streaming, you know, or...
And just capturing.
Capturing, that would be the best thing for you.
Anyway, sorry, I'm just reading through the comments and, like, them answering questions.
No, I think it's a really cool gadget. I mean, it'd be really awesome to, like, if we were going to stream console games or something along those lines, you
nudge,
know.
Nudge, hint,
hint. Oh. And then down at the bottom, it says, yes, 4K will be supported with the same hardware but a software upgrade. So at the top of there, it was like, no, we're not going to do 4K this time. It's possible later. And then down at the bottom, it's like, yeah, 4K, no problem. Just need a software upgrade.
They just don't want to promise that up at the top just yet.
Apparently, they were just like, no, we're looking into that if it's possible. If it's possible, then we'll tell you it's possible. So it looks like they are going to do 4K with a software upgrade at some point. So.
But that's pretty much all I got on this. The Kickstarter, well, it'll end before you hear this, and they expect to deliver this to you by March 2016.
Maybe I was out, but what was suggested manufactured retail price?
There's four different ones. So the cheapest one is $200 for the just two HDMI ports, and the most expensive one is $450. You get four HDMI ports, and it's the pro version where you get those few extra things like transparencies and stuff
like that. Yeah, definitely.
So I think it really would be between probably the $300 Nexus 2 Pro that only has two HDMI ports. Or the 450.
What is the stretch goal for USB ports? I didn't actually read it. They just kept saying it was for both in the thing, and I didn't actually look on the page to see is the stretch goals easy to find?
They both have dual USB.
So maybe because they already reached the stretch goal?
Maybe.
Because they're way over, aren't they?
Yeah, they're at like 420,000
now.
They
had a weird thing, though, integrated, where it said 500,000 stretch goal met or reached.
Yeah.
It didn't make much sense.
Well, they're still kind of shy of it. But, you know, maybe it's something like we talked about. They already had the designs already made.
Yeah, so
they're
like,
close
it, we'll
enough.
Throw it in.
Yeah.
How many more days?
It'll be done on November 1st, so Sunday before this. Before
yeah.
this
Shitty.
Releases. The stretch goal for USB says fully integrated USB support for headsets, cameras, and more.
Oh, okay.
But that was at 350, so they
I think
already,
they got there.
Yeah, they've already surpassed that.
Now, that's super cool. I kind of want one. It's expensive, but for what it is, it's not that expensive.
Well, definitely it sounds like it would make streaming easier for you to get into streaming. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. If you were, I imagine you'd probably have to spend more if you were going to build a PC that could do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Certainly.
With capture cards and all that.
It's
bullshit,
it's nice that you can kind of remove some of the processing weight from your computer.
Right.
Yeah. But, buy me one for Christmas, guys. Chip in. Listeners, too. You don't know unless you try, right?
I suppose not.
Yeah.
You buy me one, I'll stream every Friday. Instead of being here, I'll be streaming.
John's like that squeaky wheel, it always gets fixed.
Squeak, squeak.
So, I
squeaky
think
wheel, that's in one of the Marvel movies. It's the gold guy. Blaster Gold or something, what's his name? Buster Gold?
Booster Gold.
That's a DC character.
Booster Gold, and then DC
character.
And then the stretchy guy is like, the squeaky wheel, and then at the end, because he saved the... It's the Booster Gold episode off of Avengers Ultimate.
How is Avengers?
Not Ultimate Avengers. Justice League Ultimate.
Yeah.
Justice League Unlimited?
Unlimited, that one. Yeah, that
God,
one.
You're getting we'll get there eventually.
I was testing him. I was trying to throw him off, but apparently he knows his stuff, so I guess he passes.
So I think that's all we got. I think Josh had something over there, though.
Yeah, you got a question?
I have a couple questions.
What?
Get a couple?
One of them is directed specifically at John.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, do it.
I'm just kidding. Is it scary? Is it
do
really
we,
hard?
Do we not get to answer then, or do we just...
Where's your...
I'm putting my laptop down. I closed it.
I've been looking for the Ploof Plays Twitch leagues. What's up with that?
Okay. Well, let me break it down for you. I haven't done that yet because I was playing Fortnite. Next question.
Well, if I remember right, you were going to talk to Peter about looking into all that shit.
What?
Yeah, he totally didn't do that.
Oh, dude, where were you supposed to lie and be like, actually, we configured a lot of stuff on his computer, but it didn't quite work out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We figured
a couple of things out on his computer, and I couldn't figure it out, so we kind of put a delay on that.
Yep.
I'll get back to you there, Josh.
Coming soon.
What's the best death in video games? Or who has the best death in
video
games?
Kermit the Frog. John Marston.
What?
Okay, from
Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, that's pussy shit. I don't know.
You've never
even played the fucking game.
I disagree.
I haven't.
But it's an okay death.
I don't see why, but...
It's an okay death, but it felt so tacked on to the end.
I didn't fucking see it coming. It threw me for a loop, so...
It was like, we need to kill the main character and then have the story continue so that there's a replayability.
Well, I will admit, his son is a bit whiny.
Yeah.
It was fun going around killing all the murderers.
His name's Jack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack. So yeah, that's my pick is John Marston.
Best death whisper.
Best shut up death. Your face.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna keep saying it until I can think of one. Best death.
Final Fantasy VII.
For who? Sephiroth or what's her name?
Ares.
What's her name?
Aeris.
Aeris. Yes.
Play games where nobody ever dies.
Definitely both.
Nobody's ever died in a game I've played.
I'm trying to think also.
I don't know, the...
Ocarina
of Time had a good Ganon death. Ganon died.
Ganon never dies.
Final Fantasy X,
Ganondorf never dies.
Titus,
I think.
Yeah.
Did Ganondorf actually die, or did he come back? Titties?
There's several different versions of Ganon, and there's several different versions of Link. Mm. Depends on which version you're playing.
See, I think I'm firm on Final Fantasy X, Titus.
All
right. I don't really have one. To be honest with you,
I'll pick another one.
Goddamn
then.
Liar!
What?
Just I don't know any of them. Any game that you've ever played, there's not a death that really hit home with you.
The biggest death that ever hit home with me would be in DayZ after grinding for days.
That does not count. That does not count.
Why not?
That's a death. There's never.
It's not a character though.
It's me. It's me as a character.
Guy, get the fuck out of here, John.
I will say as DayZ though, I've never had a game make my heart beat that hard for my death.
That's not what we're talking about.
But I died in the process.
I can picture this game where somebody's holding something.
wait. Describe it, and then maybe we can help.
No, there's no hope.
There's hope.
So hazy.
Describe it.
No.
Help me,
describe it.
You're our only hope.
Can I give you my answer?
Oh,
yes.
Shut up, Peter. The Joker in Arkham City.
Oh, good call. I switched my answer to that.
The best death in game.
I pick yours.
Yeah. when Batman just carries him out. That was great.
On Jim Gordon's car.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That was a great wrap to a Batman game. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I got another one I'll throw out there.
Yeah, let's
Liquid Snake, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Fox, die!
Yeah.
Why can't I think of anybody dying?
Maybe I just
delete those memories. I'm like, nobody ever dies. Everybody lives forever. Games are happy.
Star Fox 64, Star Fox's dad at the end when he goes to the secret Andross level and he says, "You're so strong, Fox," and then he just flies off into the explosion.
Shit. I forgot all about that.
That's deep, bruh.
The deep part is he was dead to begin with.
Yeah.
My childhood is cut deep again.
Actually, I think...
The longer we go, the more Metal Gear characters I could throw out there. I was going to say the boss is next.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about Revolver Offlaw?
She died a hero. Eventually. You should play the games.
Yeah, you
He should. Never dies?
You should play the games.
Sniper Wolf has a good death.
Sniper Wolf is pretty good, yeah. too. Yeah.
I really only played the first
on the
Metal Gear.
Of, like, the boss or yeah, Liquid Snake, yeah.
If I'm being honest, I really only played the first Metal Gear and, like, some of two, but mostly just the first one.
You should go back.
Okay, then if John can't come up with an answer, let's flip the script. What's the, yeah. what's like, the funniest death? Like, the just, oh, throw...
Deckard Cain... Diablo 3.
Oh, no. Right?
What the fuck? And they didn't made it so bad. Like, they made it so bad, like, he just dies, and then you don't even feel bad. You're just like, I had no emotional connection to that death. Thanks for fucking that character.
One I would throw into best would be Grom Hellscream.
Warcraft
3.
Fuck yes.
Actually, yeah, I'll go...
Fuck yes.
When he, like, screams and breaks the chain on the demon, and then, what's his name?
Thrall.
Thrall fucking finishes the job.
Yeah, I'll throws go, his fucking hammer into his chest.
I'll go,
Phoenix.
Phoenix I'll go is Warcraft.
Yep.
But it'll be the sheep when you click on them a bunch. Boom! And then the ground ripples as they explode.
Are we
That's
going
the best
with
death.
Worst death?
No, best.
The sheep.
But if you
best
go
death.
Worst.
I thought you would switch it on us just recently.
Just to get John to fucking say something.
Oh,
the sheep.
Okay.
The
Sarah
sheep wins.
Kerrigan also.
Scalpel, wrench,
I'm only,
magic
I'm
wand.
I'm only saying that
as
she died
like
because...
Human?
Yeah, because she doesn't ever really become Sarah Kerrigan again.
Nah,
even in the recent expansion.
Like the heart of this form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you did there, anyway.
Tassadar.
Tassadar is
Antarno Tassadar.
That's why they say that.
Yep.
Because of his death.
Death, exactly. And Ataro, I do
Phoenix
as well.
Phoenix is dope, though, because, like, his blades flicker.
Blinking out,
yeah.
And then he's just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I need Google help.
I know, but since I brought up worst death, I will answer that. The worst death in video games for me has to be Master Chief at the end of 3. Because
he doesn't die.
But yeah. You're kind of left like, oh, he's just floating in space where nothing will happen.
He gets frozen. He doesn't
yeah.
die.
And so you like, at the end of 3, at least for me, I was kind of under the assumption where he just kind of float off into oblivion. So I was just like, oh, it's kind of a subtle way to fade out of existence.
I feel like that was a way for them to open up for another trilogy, which is what they did.
No,
I feel
exactly
way worse for Cortana because she had to be conscious for all that time.
No, I was just
led
like
to her rampancy and
yeah.
all of that chaos.
Halo 3 was the Halo game I was most invested in because of who I was dating at the time and just played an stupid amount of that. I played through the storyline like 8 fucking times. So him fading out into
Sounds
existence kind of like it was this smooth cap to the series. And then they fucked it up and I was just like, no, it was over. Just let him float off into oblivion and rest. How fucking dare you wake him up? So I was a little frustrated with 4
Microsoft
coming back.
Needs to make their money. I've heard a lot of bad things about Halo 5.
Tyler on Comics Brew says the gameplay is fun, the story
is
fucking
garbage.
Yeah.
Well, they've been getting... They're running out of material because I was reading the... synopsis of another book, a Halo book, and it's essentially about the Forerunners, and the main character is actually...
And Halo 4 died.
He's actually flipping his nine tails at
him. He's actually looking. The story is about the Forerunners, and the character is actually researching another Forerunner species before the Forerunners.
So it's like pre Forerunners.
Yeah, I forget what they call it.
Pre-runners?
The ancients or something. It's retarded. I think that is just like this reoccurring theme within a theme that I just don't appreciate.
Well,
that was part of it for
the
Halo.
The whole Halo series subscribes to the like. There was this ancient race that has, like, a huge amount of technology that we can't even come to understand.
Yeah.
Also, it sounds a lot like the...
Stargate?
Mass Effect. The relays.
The...
What do you call them?
Prometheans?
Yeah. No, those are in Halo. Ravagers?
Ravagers sounds right, almost...
Yeah.
Or look
that,
at...
The precursors.
Precursors,
yeah,
that's what it is.
Look at Assassin's
For real.
Creed 3, specifically Assassin's Creed 3, to where there was that whole civilization that comes back and talks to fucking Desmond and all of that pre-runner bullshit of
no
the society beforehand. That's probably the best Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
No.
Story-wise.
Brotherhood or Revelations.
I have not played Revelations yet. One is super repetitive. You need to play 4.
I love the new one. Looks really cool.
Oh, Syndicate?
Like bug-filled.
It looks bug-filled, but graphically, the specularity on the water on the ground makes me want to, like, you know, masturbate.
Well, your speculation about the specularity makes me not give a shit.
Makes me speculate
is
about
it
your
really
specularity.
A speculation?
Yeah, because you've never played it, so it's speculation.
I've seen it, though.
What about
gameplay? About, like, imagining it.
What about Mario Auditori?
I don't...
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
It's Ezio Auditori.
It's Ezio Auditori.
You're on the same website I'm on.
How fucking dare you insult the best assassin in history?
What about Meryl Silverberg?
That sounds unimportant.
We're going for best or worst here.
I dip
just
into
like,
worst
just like
win.
Last week, it's gone out of control.
Yeah.
So
John Marston.
Why don't we just go ahead and get the fuck out of
here? And we're in space.
Why don't you guys just end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't have anything.
Later, everybody. I'm Adam.
What about Lucy Stillman?
That's John.
Peter.
It's John.
You find us at all the normal places, waitingforplayers.net, Twitter, Facebook. All that good shit. You'll find John streaming on Twitch soon.
Yes, you hopefully. Will. As always,
they're
going to
upgrade
and,
my computer for me.
As always, go ahead and hit that donate button, or if you're shopping through Amazon, come through our webpage first.
Now
hit
I
that
know
banner.
How Josh did it.
I'm not done talking. And,
holy shit.
And donate that way. What were you saying, John?
I found out how Josh did it. Number one on here in 10 most shocking deaths in video game history. Number one is Batman Arkham City, the Joker. Boom! Case closed.
That could have been his own opinion.
No, yeah, I actually really agree with the end of that. Arkham City was a great game, and it ended really well.
My desktop is open to IP torrents. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, you could have done this in advance.
I'm yeah, on so well, goodbye,
anyway,
and
I guess we'll see you next week.
See you next week, yeah. Sounds good.
Later, everybody!